Ready to go. Hey, everybody, it's Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is your
Miles.
Miles.
Trying out for, Hello, Dolly, or what? Instead of Channing Tatum, you're Carol Channing. Hello. We're going to make 23 Jump Street. Hello! We're at the old folks' home in Florida.
Right.
It's, what's the other guy in that stupid movie?
Yeah, right.
21 Jump Street, you know. You're blowing a joke for
you're,
me.
Jonah
Hill and Carol Channing in 23 Jump Street. These aren't drugs. Hello.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
You could make a cameo.
I could make a cameo.
Yeah, as the Lothario trying to woo all the old ladies out of their money.
I am Lothario.
Yeah, you're Yeah. You don't look a day over 60.
Oh, my God.
That's what they all be saying to you.
Really?
All those 80-year-old women. You don't look a day over 60.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not even 50 yet, for Christ's sake.
You know what? That shirt is made out of boyfriend material.
See?
I stole that. I heard that tonight. I was stealing that.
Who told that stupid joke?
I don't know why. I think we were all too lazy. There was some kind of game show on. Well, I don't know.
The game show. So stupid.
Stupid eating show.
Game show. It's a game show.
Oh, okay.
It was like some people with like super memory or something, and they were showing off how they could memorize stuff.
I can memorize the phone book right here.
Yeah, I mean, it was just all stupid. But Mike Tyson was on, you know, as like a judge, which made like no sense. Like,
how can you memorize everything?
That's incredible. Oh, wrong show, Mike. Oh.
That's amazing.
Shit.
I know. I can name all the parts of the ear.
yeah. No. Anyway, I stole it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty.
That's all you need to know.
Happy New Year, Miles.
Happy New Year to you there, Bob.
Yeah, so Miles is doing a little swimming in Chappaquiddick recently.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You got me doing that voice off the air. And now I can't quit doing it.
So yeah, it's a brand new year. This will be the 17th year of Static Radio on the internet.
I can retire in 3 more years.
Three show. More? Really? You get 20, you get to retire?
They have an early buyout program or something.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think you've been bought out at this point
I've
already.
Been sold out. Me. Bought out, yeah, sold
I think
out.
You've already been bought out.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's era. We started in 99, so this is the 17th year, so
well,
I just want to mention that for some reason, I don't know why, but
yeah
just for the hell of it, probably because I got nothing much else to talk about tonight,
so. Oh, okay, all right,
now you hear this, you know what the sound of that is?
You knocking on wood?
Flat pack furniture, my friend.
You better knock, knock, knock on wood.
I get, as you know, you're extremely jealous of me.
I am. Because I'm so poor, I have to be jealous of you.
That's right, poor, you are so poor.
And now the tables have turned, and now every time you buy something, I hate you. And
that's right. You used to be the rich guy, that's right.
Yeah. I know. And now the tables have turned, yes.
The super wealthy, you were, I was the audience, yeah, and you were Robin Leach.
I would pay Bob to do things, and he would do them gladly, because he had no money.
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
No more. No more.
So I get time off between Christmas and New Year's, and that's why you hate me, because I had time off.
I call you Taint, because you taint working. You know, because
I taint working. Well, you can't call me Taint anymore.
Okay.
Because my wife has that time off as well, and it escalated. You know, we got through the holidays, right?
That's right.
And I was blissfully, you know, lazy, doing nothing. Okay. And then after the holidays, after, you know, Christmas, all of a sudden, you know, out comes the honey-do list.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm put to work because I'm not doing anything. I'm just hanging out. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to sit on the couch, you know, watch some movies or something and sleep in, you know. I wanted to live the life of Miles Tidal.
Your wife is basically, and I don't know the names here, but the Jeff's wife from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, right, Susie.
Yeah, I think that's your wife.
Susie. Get off your effing fat ass.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
So, I had to do... We got a new IKEA store in St. Louis.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're moving on up in the world. The
thing, hey, moving on up?
It is crazy huge, this place. Have you ever been to IKEA before? Have you ever been to one?
Unfortunately, I think I was drugged there many, many years ago, never to return. Yes.
Oh, yeah. So, it's just a madhouse of...
When I was rich, yes.
Yeah, when you were rich. A madhouse of people who want to buy flat pack furniture and cheap, you know, travel mugs or something.
I go to Salvation Army and Dollar General is where I go.
Oh,
now.
Well, that's probably a much better approach to things, really.
But continue on.
So I was dragged off to there not only once, but twice during my time off because my wife got this brilliant epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're all home. We might as well do something.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was like a combination of too many of those HGTV shows and just the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I had to put together, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 pieces of IKEA over like 2 days.
All right.
So it was, though it's one thing to go there and fight, because literally it's like if, you know, these were all the Nazis that got away after the war, and they went to Scandinavia apparently and designed these stores where they funnel you like cattle into these showrooms. But then everything in there, for the most part, except for a few things, is just display.
Yeah.
It's just to give you ideas to then go and get a cart and load up in a warehouse by yourself.
Right.
To then pay and then get home and put together by yourself.
Right.
So it was not, and it's just clogged with people. Everybody's looking at everything. Oh, I need a, you know, a recycled bath mat.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta have it. So. You know, they're clogging the aisles and they make it like all twisty turny. And so it's like, you know, they've got like a 10 by 10 room. Let's see how much of this we can make you walk through by putting all kinds of obstacles in your way of, you know, products. But
this sounds familiar. Yeah. When I was there like 20 years ago.
Yeah. So I was not real. And it's a lot of people and they run into you and, you know. There's a lot of... You would love it because it basically was your college experience at the bars.
Yeah.
Where you'd go rub on people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was not choosy either, man.
No, you were not choosy.
I went for everything, man.
Yeah, you pretty much rubbed yourself on whatever walked by.
Whatever it took.
Yeah, that was the sad part, because,
yeah,
you know, at some point the crowd was probably 50-50, so.
Yeah, well, it didn't matter. Who cares?
So, I get that, and then, you know, we get home, I put stuff together tomorrow, I was like, you know what? I don't like this one piece.
All right.
Can you take it back?
Nope.
And get me something else.
Nope.
So I took it back, got something else, and then brought that home, put it together as well. So I would say IKEA is on my list of places not to go anymore. But
I could have told you that.
I probably will get roped into it again next year or something. But it looked okay. I showed you some pictures just now.
I got to see the inner workings of Bob's house, which no one else will ever see but me.
Yeah, you were in the inner sanctum here.
I'm allowed that. That
yeah, is what I'm allowed. The, it was not, it's the smallest room, and it's got the, you know, all the new stuff in it now, so.
One of those catch-all rooms, you know.
It was a catch-all. Now it's a little bit more organized.
No, there was no was. It is.
Well, I'm in it right now, talking to you, so. But I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, they sell meatballs and they sell furniture.
I've heard.
Where does that come from? You know what I mean?
Ours is not to judge. Yeah. Ours is not. So I've learned from my friend CB, we are not to judge.
Oh, okay, well, CB says it, I guess I'll go with it, so.
I will not judge. Well, I can't say I won't judge, but I try not to.
Yeah, I already see you backpedaling on the not judging part.
I'm trying, it's very hard for me, but go ahead, continue.
So, but anyway, it just was one of those things. I was so glad to be back at work today, I don't know what to say. I was like, this is a lot easier. You know why? I just sit around.
Yeah, no fooling.
Doing emails and stuff. Do a little pewter work and end my day, you know?
You know, you have a bad life when you look forward to go back to work. You're like, oh, thank God. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, it was a little bit much.
Thank you, God, for a job.
With all of the putting together of things.
Put this together. Oh, no, not that one. Take that back.
That's it. Take that back. Bring this over.
Go through all that traffic and break. Yes.
Oh, there is. There's a lot of traffic at that
it's
place.
It's my day off. I don't give an F.
That's get right. Get out of there. But Susie. So, yeah, I had an IKEA New Year, so.
The IKEA. That sucks, man.
You know, actually the furniture itself goes together pretty quickly, so.
Yeah.
And it seems reasonably strong compared to other, you know, cheaper versions that I've gotten before.
Yeah.
So I can't complain about that too much, but, I just realized here's one of those, here's one of those kind of mind checks.
Yeah.
And maybe this is a turning point for us. Obviously it's not that funny, but, the computer desk I took out of here, I had for 16 years.
Okay.
So that means I got that and put it together at the beginning of our little show here.
Okay.
And now it's waiting to get picked up.
You know, I have a picture of your wife sitting at a computer desk. I wonder if that's the one.
That's the one.
I bet it is.
Why do you have a picture of my wife sitting at a computer desk?
Oh, I've got more, too.
What is up with this?
She's kind of toweling off, I think. You know, one towel, you know, on her head and one around her.
Yeah, okay.
Looks like she's not quite aware of what's going on.
Yeah, well, any woman at your house seems to have that happen to her. You're the regular Cosby.
Her picture. She actually took a nice picture. She was sitting at a desk. I took a picture, and she was smiling. And
really? Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. No, it's a nice picture. She took a nice picture.
That was that's probably the thing that's getting picked up.
Yeah. It's getting picked up.
It's gone. It's history.
Did you throw it away?
Yeah. Why do you want it?
A little late now.
It's not gone yet. It's getting ready to be picked up.
I don't want it.
Drive on down. It's yours.
No, I'm not allowed to. I can't.
It's still in good shape.
I'm not allowed to. I can't.
Okay. We've gone from the complexity of the late 90s to the minimalist of the 2010s. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed.
You're not allowed? Sorry.
I'm not allowed. That Miles title is gone. Sorry.
Oh, was your alter ego was like the pickup guy or what?
Yeah, that guy's all gone, man. They're all gone.
You got it. You got 2 dozen glass bottles. I'll be right there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I gave that up. Yeah.
Really? Why?
I have had my wings clipped. I don't do that.
What do you mean you had your wings clipped? What do you? I don't get it.
No, I wouldn't drive down to your house all week to get a computer dusty.
You never know. You're wacky enough to do stuff like that.
That guy is gone. Okay.
You would drive down all the way down here to get the computer desk and not even talk to me, and then drive back.
Well, that could. Yeah. True. Yeah. I'd use the bathroom and then I would leave.
Yeah, that's right. You'd soil the bathroom and then leave.
Give you an upper decker, you know.
Well, I got an upper decker.
I'd love to do that at your house someday.
Did I ever tell you the story about shop class and the upper decker?
You probably did. I'm sure you did.
Did I tell you about this?
I'm sure you did. I'm sure.
So, our shop class was in a building as like a Quonset hut.
Yeah.
All its own. A huge Quonset hut, if you can imagine.
All
right. It had its own classroom, a bathroom.
Right. Yeah.
And then several compartmentalized, you know, work areas for the shop part.
All right.
All in one giant, like, you know, airplane hangar Quonset hut kind of thing.
Sure.
And some guy was going to be, everybody is all guys in shop class, so it was just total chaos. And he says he's going to pull an upper decker in the toilet in the shop class.
Oh, no.
And I believe he broke the top of the toilet.
Oh.
And got in trouble, but I think he succeeded he hit the upper deck. The shop teacher, who was this kind of, he was this big, you know, like World War II vet of a guy.
Oh, boy.
People! That's what he always said. He never addressed you as, like, you know, gentlemen or anything. He always just said people. Like, his generic thing was people. Somebody thought it was amusing to defecate in the tank of the toilet. I don't know who did this. But you also broke the top of the tank.
Oh, God.
He was really mad. I had to fish it out of there.
Oh, God.
He was really mad.
That's disgusting.
The funny part, this guy was tough. He was an older guy when I was there, you know.
Yeah.
But he could take, this guy, he had like these wrists that were like, you know, as big as your head. He would take the sledgehammer and he would pick it up off of the, with one hand, pick it up off of the bench, lift it up, touch his nose, and set it back down.
Wow.
Repeatedly. Everybody, oh, do it again, you know. This guy was crazy strong with his hands, man. So I'm surprised he let everybody get away with that. So.
Oh, God.
But the same guy who pulled the upper decker got his comeuppance.
Uh-oh.
And we had these big, like, floor-to-ceiling cabinets that were all obviously made there in the shop class.
Right.
And they were full of books, and that was the book storage for the shop books. And so, you know, shop class happens and everybody's all over the place and the teacher's walking around helping everybody, hoping they don't chop off limbs and whatnot.
Weeball.
And this kid thinks he's funny, so he like lets this horrendous fart in the classroom. And these cabinets had these big doors on them, like, you know, 4-foot doors.
Yeah.
And he was using the doors to fan the fart into the room. And, like, really working it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And the cabinet fell on him.
Oh, God.
So the cabinet falls on him, books go everywhere, the doors come shooting off. Yeah, makes this horrendous sound. You know, I was in the room with where he was at, and I'm like, holy, you know, everybody's just standing there because they think the kid's dead. Because he's like literally like looks all, he's like this little scrawny kid, but he's all twisted on the floor, like his legs are behind his back. And
yeah.
And that's the shop teacher comes in and he looks at him and he's like, what have you done? Don't just stand there, pick the thing up off of him.
Fall. That's funny.
So we pick it up and all the books, rest of the books fall out on him. And he just was like, you could tell he didn't want to help him, but he did. So he had that disgusted look on his face. Like, if you were my kid, I'd just be beating the tar out of you. People.
There's something funniest about that. I don't know why that just sounds hilarious.
That's what you always say.
People,
get it together. I don't want anybody, what did he say? I don't want anybody spot welding their hands together.
Yeah, he starts to give him ideas. Like, hey, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah, so.
Oh, my God, that's funny. Oh,
that was one of the highlights of shop class. That and and the shop class was right across from the girls' locker room.
Oh, this is good. Yeah.
And the senior guy, his name was Greg, Dirty Greg.
Dirty Greg.
He would stand out at the garage door, looking into the windows of the top windows of the girls' locker room. And we're like, "What are you doing over there, Greg? None of your business."
Looking at people.
Yeah. And then nobody. He'd shoo everybody away, but he was getting an eye.
No, man.
Yeah.
Anyone rat him out?
No. I think he was the one that was supposed to keep everybody away from doing that.
Yeah.
But he was doing it.
He's the guy doing that.
He was totally like in your territory. Oh yeah, I will make sure nobody looks into the windows in the summer when they're all kind of cracked open. Don't He's just sitting there oogling.
Summer nights.
He was like the shop teacher helper or something. I don't know.
I'm just looking at people. Come on.
Yeah, let's see. There's the showers right there. Let's see.
People helping people.
People. So anyway, just to tell you kids, IKEA has nothing to do with shop.
Okay, yeah, we don't.
Really, putting things together is nothing like actually making them. So.
Does that have to do with anything with people?
It's got a lot to do with people.
Yeah,
you see, it's for idiot people.
Idiot people.
So what's going on with you, anything?
Hey, quick story. So I go to see the new Star Wars.
Oh, I saw that.
And it was. I enjoyed it. I won't give away anything. I did enjoy it. I'm sure everyone's already seen it. But
Joey, we're home.
Yeah, I saw that. Right.
Yeah.
And it gets done, and my wife's like, "I gotta pee." I'm like, "All right."
She's like, "I gotta pee."
Like a racehorse. I don't know. Pee.
You're married to Harvey Firestein or what?
no people. That's what I'm so I'm like, well, maybe I should go, right?
Well, of course.
Not in the ladies, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably your first thought, and then you're like, well, I might get, you know.
And so we go.
You're looking pretty butch these days, but come on.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, yes. And my oldest boy, you know, follows me into. He's like, well, I'll go too. I'm like, all right.
Everybody's at the pee party.
And it's not that big of a restroom for a pretty big theater. You know, it's fairly small.
Yeah.
And I finally, you know, you got to wait, you know, which I hate. I hate waiting.
I hate waiting to pee.
Yeah, and then, so I get up there. What happens?
Can't pee?
Can't pee.
Oh.
Could not pee. I'm like, son of a bitch.
What's going on with that?
You don't want to struggle with it, because then you'd be like, hey, what's going on over there, guys? Like, no, nothing.
You might pull a hammy or something.
Yeah, I'm like, damn it. Right? So I pretend to pee, and I could not.
Did you go, did you, like, out of the side of your mouth go, psst?
Yeah, I should have. So I quickly zip up and take off without washing my hands.
Oh, you're gross.
Well, I hadn't done really done anything.
You touched your prick. You touched your prick.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, I'm looking back on it. Yeah, I guess I did. Yeah.
You touched your penis.
It was like a foul ball, you know. I figured, you know.
No, the whole dirty part is not the pee. You don't put your hand in the pee.
Hey, no.
Do you?
Oh, well, I just...
You don't pee on your fingers, do you?
No, listen. I go, I will find a bathroom that I know is towards the front of this place that no one uses, right?
So the dirty part is you touched your penis.
I did, yes. That is right. Yes, I did. I did.
And you didn't wash your fingers.
No, I did not. No, because I knew I would be dropping trow again in a few seconds there. So.
You dropped trow?
Well, I didn't, you know. Whatever, you know.
Okay, gotcha.
And, so towards the front of the place, it's a fairly long hallway, right?
Yeah.
And towards the front, by the ticket taker, is another bathroom. I thought, okay, I'll go in there.
I thought that's a ticket taker bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know, employees only. I just took down the signs. It's good. And, so I jump in there, and, I was like, all right, thank God, no one's in here. No. No performance anxiety. No, you know, I'll be okay, right?
Okay, yeah.
Now, my only problem is now I realize that there's someone in the shitter.
You got an erection, right?
I got this huge erection. And it's like, the weird part is it's like Darth Vader in there. It's like... What the hell's going on there?
Oh, my gosh.
Vader, I thought you were dead, you know.
Maybe, did he say anything like, the force is strong with you, or?
No, all I heard was, burp. Oh, that was a good one, burp. Like, oh, okay, I gotta go, man.
So did you relieve yourself?
I was able to, even with Vader, yes, taking a crap or whatever he was doing in there. I don't know what he was doing.
Sounds like he's sitting on something.
I don't know, man, but I had performance anxiety, man. Like, shit. Damn it.
Your son, he was fine with the bathroom, wasn't he?
Yeah. He had like even noticed my clever trick I had pulled there.
Because that's right, you always go into two bathrooms.
I do. I'm like, oh, I got diarrhea. Hold on.
Give me a moment.
Got an explosive diarrhea tonight. Sorry.
I forgot to wash my fingers after I peed on them.
I did wash it the second time.
So you just wandered through the crowd touching everything with your penis fingers.
Hey, girls!
What's this smell like? Lavender? Felt? I didn't think so.
Is this shirt felt? Well, now it is.
Let me see. Let me touch the nozzle on this drink station.
I really, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal to me, you know.
I know, that's the problem. There are a lot of people where that's not a big deal, and it makes my life hell.
I mean, I've actually did wash my hands.
The not washing of the hands after fondling oneself.
I was not fondling myself.
if you're standing at the urinal and you're not peeing, you're fondling yourself.
Okay. Well, I guess how you see it.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, say all you want, but that wasn't happening because I would have stood there a lot longer and had been fondling myself. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Almost done. Hold on. Whoa!
Nice. I got this nudie tie on. Anybody want to take a look?
Hey, I used to have a nudie tie on.
I know. I know. Oh, my Lord. I can't believe
you. Sorry, everybody.
I can't believe you and your dick fingers.